The Effective Asbestos Management Podcast, brought to you by Euro Environmental Limited, creating a safer environment. Please visit www.euroenvironmental.co.uk or call 0870 701 9170 for more information on effective asbestos management.
The current regulations governing the way in which duty of care holders should manage asbestos within buildings is defined primarily by the Control of Asbestos Regulations, although there are a number of other documents produced by the Health and Safety Executive which give specific guidance and advice on the way various aspects of asbestos management may be carried out. In principle, there are 9 key steps.
Step 1.
First of all, define clearly who is the duty holder. In general, the duty holder is the person or organisation that has clear responsibility for the maintenance or repair of non-domestic premises through an explicit agreement, such as a tenancy agreement or contract.
Step 2.
Take reasonable steps to find out if there are materials containing asbestos in the non-domestic premises, and if so, its amount, where it is, and what condition it is in. Typically, for buildings built before 2000, this would be by conducting an asbestos survey. When choosing a suitable surveyor, you should look for organisations complying with the standard ISO 17020, which is demonstrated by organisations holding UCAS inspection status, or in the case of an individual, by accreditation to the Asbestos Building Inspectors Certification Scheme or the National Individual Asbestos Certification Scheme. It is also possible to carry out your own in-house assessments, but as always, consideration should be given to the competency of the in-house surveyor conducting the assessments. Further guidance on this issue can be obtained from the Health and Safety website, www.hse.gov.uk. It's important to note, you must presume materials contain asbestos unless there is strong evidence that they do not.
Step 3.
Make and keep up to date a record of the location and condition of the asbestos-containing materials, or materials which are presumed to contain asbestos.
Step 4.
Assess the risk of anyone being exposed to fibres from the materials identified.
Step 5.
Prepare a plan that sets out in detail how the risks from these materials will be managed.
Step 6.
Take the necessary steps to put the plan into action.
Step 7.
Periodically review and monitor the plan and the arrangements to act on it, so that the plan remains relevant and up to date. This includes auditing the materials identified within the premises to ensure they remain in safe condition.
Step 8.
Provide information on the location and condition of the materials to anyone who is liable to work on or disturb them. And finally,
Step 9.
Ensure contractors and staff have received adequate training relating to asbestos awareness. It is a mandatory requirement that any workers who are at risk of exposure during their working activities must receive asbestos awareness training.
The Effective Asbestos Management Podcast, brought to you by Euro Environmental.
The following brief interview was conducted with Paul Sly, who has worked for a number of years in estates management on behalf of Birmingham PCT NHS Trust, and who has been responsible for implementing and overviewing asbestos management within various hospital sites. Mr. Sly, what were the key difficulties you encountered in managing asbestos?
Mostly was to sort out contractors, making sure the job was done correctly, getting the testing done, getting the analyst in, getting the job passed, and then finding out afterwards that it hadn't been done correctly and getting contractors back. You know, and this can't happen in the NHS in hospitals because, as you know, you have to close areas and you need it done straight away and you need it done correct and you need the confidence in the contractor to make sure it is done correctly. Because of sending your own staff in afterwards and sending nursing and, you know, consulting staff in afterwards and be exposed to dust or asbestos that hasn't been stripped correctly.
So what advice would you give to someone embarking on the implementation of an asbestos management plan?
Right, the main advice I'd do is I would get a consulting company in, an asbestos consulting company in to come and manage it for me. View the site and view the area before anything is progressed or anything is stripped. Do a risk assessment and do a specification for it to be stripped. And they manage it, and I then get an asbestos, separate asbestos company, and then to come and strip it, clean it, And this asbestos company then do the testing, monitor it all the way through, manage it all the way through, air test inside and outside the area and the pods that we do, and give us reports daily and test certificates daily.
So obviously in managing asbestos in organisations such as the NHS, external consultants are often used. What advice would you give to organisations looking to appoint a consultant or representative?
Well, I think if they're going to go to get a consulting company in to manage it for you, you just need to make sure they're affiliated with the correct bodies. They've got their own labs. They've got vans fitted out that they can carry out tests and air tests on site for you. Certificates are issued to you to make sure they're trained properly and they hold the right certificate to carry out that job. And then you build up confidence within that consulting company, and you use them for training your own staff as well, and you make sure that they've got their own staff within that company who can do the training. They don't give it out to other companies to do that training. And then you do build up a confidence with them, and you build up confidence that the job's done correctly. And they must hold all the certificates, as I say, and they must issue them certificates each time they come on the wood job to do the work.
The Effective Asbestos Management Podcast, brought to you by Euro Environmental.
So remember, find out whether the premises contains asbestos, and if so, where it is and what condition it is in. If in doubt, materials must be presumed to contain asbestos. Assess the risk and make a plan to manage that risk and act on it. For more information on any of the issues discussed in this podcast, call Euro Environmental Limited on 0870 701 9170 or visit our website at www.euroenvironmental.co.uk. Euro Environmental, creating a safer environment.
Thank you for listening to this podcast, brought to you by Euro Environmental and produced by Effective Podcasting. Visit www.effective-podcasting.com for further information.